on, y'all should start talking about the movie because I started the thing.
Stop. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You're such a fucking piece of shit.
I'm just here spreading honey on these biscuits.
Well, now we're watching A New Hope because we went to go see
Rogue One,
which was fucking awesome.
It was so good, but I'm, like, very depressed now.
So depressed. Are you going to put a spoiler tag on this shit, Brian?
Who's going to listen to the podcast if they haven't watched the movie?
Well, like, if you didn't know if it was about that.
Spoiler.
Would you know that the podcast called I didn't mean to stick my finger in it, so about.
Okay, true. Excuse me, that had context. I regretted doing that, too. Anyway, sticking my finger in. Anyway, the movie was very depressing, because I'm a hopeless romantic, and it was just like,
you had hope for the rebellion.
I always do.
Well, the rebellion lived on.
I would have been mad if they hadn't died, though.
Okay, so would I. But I still am mad that they died, okay? I'm sad. But it was very daring, and I liked that they did it. As they should have.
Yeah, much better.
Sorry, I'm trying to make something and I'm looking at the pattern. No, I really liked Rogue One. It was, you know, it fit nicely in with the Star Wars world and everything, and, like, it didn't overshadow anything, but it, like, just jumped right into, right before A New Hope and stuff.
I know, A New Hope, when it started, just, like, blended so perfectly.
Yeah,
it
just, like, seamless.
Yeah,
that's the word. And all the effects were fucking awesome, and, like, the scenery was gorgeous as usual. And all the acting was really, really good. Everybody did a super good job. And I love the new robot, the K2.
Oh my god, I loved him.
He's sarcastic as shit, and I love it.
He really added the levity the movie needed. Intense. Because it was, like, depressing from the very start.
It was. It was super depressing.
I wanted to cry in, like, the first 5 minutes already. But
I love Jin, because she was a badass bitch, okay?
She really was. She was perfect.
She was a badass bitch.
Yeah,
I liked everyone.
Huh?
Sorry, I was talking and you were talking. I said I liked everyone. I appreciate all the characters.
All the things. And now we're watching A New Hope because we just finished Rogue One.
And what else would you do?
Yep. And of course, you know, just... Luke is whiny as shit, okay? He's just fucking whiny.
He really fucking is.
I want to slap the shit out of him. His daddy's whiny. He's whiny.
His daddy's whiny. I don't know, I feel like there was so much I wanted to talk about with the movie, and now that it's recording and I'm busy watching this movie, that I'm, like, distracted. And I don't really know what to say.
I really love the fact that it's pissing off so many man children on the internet. That was a favorite of mine.
Why are they even pissed off?
Because girl. Oh, they're like, there's girls in our Star Wars!
Yeah, because, like, there wasn't girls in Star Wars to begin with, you know, like...
There
wasn't.
Old Ben lives out beyond the dunes. Old Ben lives out beyond the dunes.
Whoa.
I was almost expecting, like, Ewan McGregor to pop up.
I liked, though, that they had Organa in there.
Yep.
You know, he's all like, I got somebody for this mission. I trust her with my life. And it was like,
I like that the girl was, like, the main hero in this movie, too. Like, they had Rey last time,
mm-hmm.
which I loved Rey, but, like...
I love her so much.
Jin was, like, the main, like, girl
she
here. Like, she carried everything, I feel like. Oh, I loved her.
Did you know what's his name that plays Organa? Like, he voiced that character also in Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll be right there, Emperor.
And Darth Vader was awesome in it.
Oh my gosh, he's so menacing in his Mount Doom palette.
I know, that was cool.
I think they just, like, digitally removed the Eye of Sauron or something and it was there.
Yeah, it kind of looked like that. That's my first thought when I seen it.
It looks exactly like Mount Doom.
Because I was like, is that supposed to be the world where he died or got chopped up in bits?
That's what I was wondering. Excuse me. That's what I was wondering.
What?
if that's the place where, like at the end of the last prequel movie, like, where he, like, loses all his limbs and shit.
Yeah, I thought, I like the inclusion of Darth Vader. It's really good. The CGI work on, like, Tolkien and Princess Leia was good, too. Like, when I first seen Grand Admiral Tolkien, I was like, is that somebody, like, that they did some prosthetics on to make him look like him? And then, like, the only time I could really tell it wasn't a person is, like, some of the slight movements when walking.
Yeah, for the most part, like, it looked really, really good. I think the one that got me was, like, when they show Princess Leia, and it was just something about the freckles, like, the digital freckles, like, really, like, made her face...
You can't fake the fucking freckles.
Yeah. I don't know, like, that was the thing that got me. Like, it looked really, really good, and it's, like, steps above, like, when they did Tron 2, and they had to, like, make a young,
Yeah, I didn't like the Tron 2 cameo that much, because I didn't think it did it very well.
I thought that it was really good for the, like, the technology they had.
Well, I do, too, but I just think they shouldn't have did it, because they didn't have good enough technology.
I guess, did they do that in the Hunger Games with
what?
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No.
What?
Digitally replace him?
Do you know...
I think they talked about it.
When Brandon Lee died in The Crow, to film one scene that was really... They couldn't do without in it. They refilmed it. They basically cut and pasted his face on somebody else's face.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. I was looking for a cameo from the aunt and uncle, too. I was wondering if they was going to throw something like that in. But I thought the cameos they did and the little hints back... The first movie was good.
They did a really good job. Like, with The Force Awakens, they paralleled a lot of A New Hope storyline, but it was, it was still original in its own way. And this one, you know, it's a completely original story, but they had enough nods to the other movies that you knew where it fit in and everything. And, of course, the swelling music.
I know, I was just thinking that.
And I thought the score was good, too.
Well, because it's John Williams, right?
No.
No?
No. It's somebody else. They use some of the John Williams stuff in it, but it's not John Williams doing it.
Is he alive still?
I think he's retired. I don't know if he's dead or not, but I think he's retired. The CP3O and R2 was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good little cameo.
I don't know how I felt about, like, the villain guy. Like, he was barely in the movie, I felt like. What was his name? I don't know. The guy in the white?
Well,
he, was barely in the movie, and then he died, like, super easily, and I was like, oh, that was it, I guess.
Well, because he was just supposed to be, like, a politician, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Well, then who was, like, the main bad guy? It was him,
I thought. The Death Star is the main bad guy.
Because it's supposed to be about, like, because basically it's picking up right here, and they're going to go blow it up and shit.
I guess.
You know who was actually pretty menacing was Bill Weasley in The Force Awakens.
Yeah, he actually was.
I thought he was pretty good.
Bill Weasley.
I don't know his real name. Bill Weasley Ginger. Yep. I don't know.
Have you seen all the,
He'll always be adorable, though, on the Gringotts ride.
Have you seen all the slash fiction with his character and Kylo Ren online?
No.
Yep, there's a lot of slash fiction with them, too, together. I actually love the part with Luke and his, aunt and uncle here because, like, in most science fiction movies before this, they always try to make them seem, like, otherworldly, and it just seemed like normal people almost,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it does very much seem like a whiny teenager and shit.
I love when people, though, with the prequels, they were like, Anakin's whiny, and it's like, fucking Luke's whiny as hell, too.
He's so whiny.
Anakin is whiny, too, though.
Yeah.
Where Luke gets it from. You know how, like, in Harry Potter, they're always like, you have your mother's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have your father's whininess.
I was just gonna say, you have your father's whine. Mm-hmm.
I used to have one of those, like, speeder car toys when I was little. And I thought it was so awesome when I got it because where they shoot it at one point, like, it had these stickers you could put on it, decals, to make it look like it had, like, damage on it and stuff.
I love that.
Oh, I love that.
I love shit like that. Like, stupid little details. Yeah. 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 Because they walk single file. That's how they get you.
That's right, yeah.
And he always just, like, Luke just jumps into stuff. And he's not particularly bright.
There was this really good comic book character, which was a Jedi in hiding, and he was actually became, like, the leader of the Sand People.
Ooh.
For a long time. Like, it was really good. I forgot the name.
I'd be interested to read the next Kanan book. I don't know if it's out.
I don't know if
Kanan the Last Jedi.
It's a character from Rebels, if you haven't watched that, Kanan. But you should watch The Clone Wars on its own Netflix, I think.
And it's got good people in it, like David Tennant's in it.
Simon Pegg's in it.
I love Simon Pegg.
I was like hesitant that they were gonna make a new movie every year, but they've like done a good job so far.
Your lack of faith in the House of Mouse is disturbing, okay?
I would have a problem if they were making a continuous one, but they're not actually making the same
series. Right, I think that's why it works, yeah.
It's like when people are like, well, Marvel is making too many movies, and it's like, yeah, but they're different movies. They're not like an Iron Man movie every year or whatever.
Which, I'm so fucking excited for next year, because Spider-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my god, so excited.
All hail the House of Mouse.
It took everything for me not to freaking scream when I saw the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, yes, yes.
Don't worry,
take all my money.
Marvel's over slapping me on the shoulder.
Oh, my God.
And I'd already seen the trailer, but still.
I'd never seen the trailer or the Spider-Man one, and I was super excited.
I love at the end of it when he's swinging away and Iron Man's right there, too.
Oh, my gosh. They're like the new Science Bros. I love it. And I love when he's, like, letting him out of the limo, and he's like, that's not a hug. I'm just letting you out.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, it looks so
I love Tony and Peter. These might work as dog toys because the t-shirts have a little stretch to them.
So, do you say what you were making, Mar?
I am making dog toys out of t-shirts.
I was wondering what you were making. Is it supposed to be like those rope toy things?
Like the pull toys and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And you're making them for a program at work?
Yeah, we have therapy dogs come to visit. And hopefully the kids are going to make these so we can give them to the shelter.
Yeah. The kids will probably want to play with the dogs, though.
Yeah, but there's only one dog and they fight.
They fight over who gets to read to the big fluffy dog.
I don't blame them. I would be fighting too.
Is it that big fluffy white one?
Yeah, they're Samoyeds and they're gorgeous. We used to have another big dog that would come and it was like gigantic and it was black and it was named Tank.
Tank.
Perfect, right?
It's weird because the girl who I'm not even going to put her on blast on this podcast because you never know, but you remember the drama with the Facebook, etc., her yes. husband. Yeah.
Yes.
They had a dog. Okay, to put it short, she's a bitch, but anyway, and her husband is like a psycho, white supremacist. They had a dog named Tank who was a big black dog.
Oh, goodness.
And they... This was before she had a baby, of course, because everyone gives away their dog when they're going to have a baby.
Yeah, you know, because it's, like, for practice, and I want to, like, throttle people.
Yeah, and she used to leave for work and put him in his crate, and the husband wouldn't want to watch the dog. So he would, like, always abuse the dog, and he would, like, spray, like, cleaners in his eyes and stuff, and eventually they rehomed him. But I'm like, thank God.
Well, in that case, I'm glad the dog got rehomed, because Jesus.
But when I hear a big black dog named Tank, I'm like, what are the odds?
I don't think it was that one. Plus, this dog passed away because it was, like, the lady had it for, like, 15 years or something.
Aww. That's sad. What kind of dog was he?
I don't remember the breed. Because I don't know, like, a lot of dog breeds.
I know. I only know, like, a Mastiff is a big dog.
All I know is, like...
German Shepherd.
Little cutie, big cutie. Puppy.
For the most... I know a few, but it depends. Obviously, German Shepherd, because we have one. And they're the only dogs... that look like that.
Oh, and the cutest thing ever, though, was that Jen and I, the other night, we were watching, apparently this is from, like, 2012, but it was an episode of the show Too Cute, and it's about baby animals. And they had German Shepherds on it that were, like, their mama is, like, a rescue dog, so they were learning to swim, and they had little life jackets on.
That was the cutest thing I'd ever seen in my whole life.
They had tiny little ones. And, like, the dogs, like, they're little puppies, and they couldn't, like, get the balance right. And they kept tipping over.
Oh, my God. They were the cutest.
They tipped over.
These are the cutest. So are kittens, though. Baby animals.
Baby non-human animals.
Okay, so...
I gotta specify this.
Rogue One, when they were looking through, like, the plans, like, for the Death Star and stuff, was there, because she was reading other ones off, and, like, were there any, were they real? Like, from other movies or anything?
I don't know. You never know.
Or were they made up? I don't know. I was wondering that.
I kept thinking, like, they were using, like, when they were going inside the ships and showing, talking to the pilots at different points. It looked like people from this movie and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was.
Like Red Leader and stuff.
Yeah.
But they may have got people, like, when they cast that one
They got a lot of people as, that looked really close. Yeah.
When they cast that lady to be, like, the
Antilles.
Leader. Yeah, she looks just like the actress that played her in the original movie. I don't see if you don't think that was a
where you come from. I saw part of the message he was typing. It was just so good.
And it basically jumps directly to this movie, doesn't it?
Like, perfectly. Although, I want to know more. I don't know.
There really isn't. I mean, it basically goes to this.
Yeah, I guess. I just wanted more action with Darth Vader is what I meant. It was exciting.
Well, that's what this movie's for.
Because some of the parts of, I mean, okay, it was a good movie, but some parts were, like, kind of slow-ish.
Well, it was, like, it was a more dramatic movie, too. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like, straight-up action.
Which is good. You need a balance. But the end, like, totally, the last, like, 40 minutes or so was, like, so good.
Well, this movie isn't, like, all action until the very end. Like, your New Hope.
Yeah.
I like when they interviewed Alec Guinness for this, and, like, he's a really famous actor, and, like, after he did this movie, and they were asking about it, and he's like, I don't even know what any of it's about.
It's about Jesus, obviously.
I love it.
And midichlorians.
Again, another thing it doesn't bother me that much about those being in the movie. Like, the prequel. I just don't think it added anything to it.
Well, that's my complaint, is, like, I don't really need to know why they have the Force. The Force is just there. Like, I don't need an explanation for it, because we're in a galaxy far, far away. Like, you know?
I don't know. Ta-da! Pop! Look at it! Okay, I'm done.
God, in Rogue One, like, that was so perfect, like, for the end of the movie.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, it just, like, is creeping up. Into, like,
we're talking about the Death Star because you guys can't see it.
Yeah, sorry, the Death Star. It just creeps up and it's like, that's no moon. Like,
oh, it was so good.
Here's Peter Cushing. Like, one of my all time favorite actors, by the way.
And why is that, Brian?
Because he was in a lot of Hammer horror films.
And?
Oh, least of which actually is the fact that he did a Doctor Who movie.
I knew Doctor Who was in there somewhere. Y'all, okay, I don't know where the
See, look at him, like, it, that, the, whoever they did, the CGI or whatever.
Yeah, they really got him to look really good.
This is what the recipe I was talking about. It's a Death Star cheese ball, look, and you put, and it's got cheese inside, and you dip crackers in it.
I love it.
That probably won't be hard to make at all.
I want
to
make that shit.
I love nerdy food.
For real. It's a giant cheese ball. What the hell? Like, I love nerdy food. It's my favorite.
You can get those Death Star molds easy. They got them at the comic book shop.
They got them on Think Geek. I've seen them.
They have a lot of silicone molds at the comic book shop.
Mm.
I don't know if the kids are going to be able to do a square knot. I might have to have them just do braids.
Hmm?
I'm trying to do a square knot here. And, like,
not everyone was in Girl Scouts, Mar.
Like, I'm doing it, but it's just, like, really slow. I find your lack of faith disturbing. Enough of this. Dana, release him. As you wish.
Oh, he did that to the one guy in this movie too,
the power hungry one. Okay, mm-hmm. Well,
don't choke on your ambition.
Yeah, I like that. Be careful you don't choke on your ambition. James Earl Jones.
Baller.
Awesome. It was awesome.
All those guys, Jawas died.
Poor Jawas.
Jawas were like stormtroopers.
They just wanted to make a living, okay?
When I was little, I always wanted to have the money. It's a kid thinking, but I always wanted to have the money just to go out and buy like 300 stormtrooper toys and buy like.
Well,
a
you need an army.
That's because not
you
kid need thinking. An army. That's Brian. Brian would do that now.
Yeah, but like you need an army of them because one stormtrooper is useless. I mean, they can't even fucking shoot. Come on.
I mean, it's like Daleks and Cyberman, I think the same thing too. Though I'm building an army of Daleks of all the different kinds, because I got Mr. Potato Head Dalek.
The best one.
Yep,
that's the one I got you.
Yeah, an ornament one. I got one of the regular figure ones. I made
a finger puppet one.
Mermaid of finger puppet one.
I love all the Daleks.
There's a paper doll one.
I made that one too. It's a QB one.
A QB one.
That's what they're called.
You can't make a QB TARDIS for me, because I got different TARDISes too.
I made a QB TARDIS. What happened to it?
You took it to work and gave it to a kid.
Oh, that's right.
I can't even move because I ate so much.
That's fine. Because I'm not getting it.
There's still cupcakes.
Oh, I forgot about that. I just feel like I've been punched in the gut.
I feel like I have diabetes.
Give me 40 minutes.
And for once, it wasn't by something I drank. I mean, made for you to drink.
Yeah, for once.
But
no, we do got that coconut mix in there, and I bought that for you.
And I'm thinking, maybe when I have my cupcake, wait till the next Stranger Things pod.
This thing was actually kind of intense for, like, a family movie, if you think about it.
This
like,
new movie was not a family
they
movie,
they were burned
though.
Up, and, like,
yep.
Like skeletons.
Yep. There. And it has that, like, moment where he turns to the side, and then he's all reserved, and then he's, like, determined. He's like, I'm going to join the rebellion.
You know what I always thought was boom. Really weird about this movie is this scene. I'm sure people have pointed it out before, but it's all high tech and stuff like that, but when they go to make her confess, it's a robot with a hypodermic on the end of it. You know what I mean? It's like a basic hypodermic needle.
Well, hey, when Bellatrix Lestrange goes to torture Hermione, she uses a real knife and shit.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing because that's high. I'm not talking about something being high tech. This is low tech.
You can use low tech. And be really, like...
Yeah, but looks like they'd have something like on Star Trek where they have the hypo needles or something. Mm-hmm.
And I know the reason why Bellatrix does it is because she's Kray, okay? The fact that she's not using magic.
Well, she does it the same reason Sirius punches what's-his-name. He does it because it's an insult to wizards. For them to be, like, physical about stuff.
Don't worry, my Brevard County Schools sent me a text message.
Brevard County Schools?
Yes, you know, because I have a daughter and a son. And
oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, the person that had your number or something like that?
Yes, the lady, her name's Cheryl. She had the number before me.
Hey, Cheryl, if you're listening to this podcast, might
like,
have
let people
number.
Know that you changed your phone number.
Okay, I feel like people finally, all of our friends took the hint because they've been texting me since January and I haven't replied. So it is now December and I'm really thrilled that I think they finally got the hint. However, the schools, like, they don't, they, like, the messages are automated and you can't, like, press stop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you never responded?
No.
I would have, at least.
I think to one person, I was like, hey, you have the wrong number. But usually it was, like, via iMessage, and if you, like, I have my red receipts on, and if you read, like, they'll see that I read it, and I was like, I just don't even want to reply to you.
I would have been like, fuck you, I don't like you anymore. Remember that time you did that thing to me?
I was so tempted to do that. All her friends seem crappy anyway.
And they made this look a lot bigger at the Mos Eisley place.
I wonder if they really shot, like, in the desert for these, or if they were, like, in a studio.
The reshoots?
These, yeah.
The original shot in the desert because it shot the in the location ISIS took over.
Yeah, like, yeah, wasn't that last year?
Yeah.
That's crazy. This one, I think they shot in Jordan or something, like, in the scenes in the desert or somewhere like that. But that ending was shot in, like, Maldives, of course, which I want to go to. It was so gorgeous.
I like on Robot Chicken when Obi-Wan's looking in the mirror and he's like, you're a very handsome man. He does, like, the force thing.
Women desire you. Yeah, apparently, like, what they used for Tatooine, it was a town in Tunisia that apparently, like, ISIS, like, passed through. But the Tunisian government said that those locations were safe, which is nice and everything, but maybe we should, like, worry about the people there.
Maybe we, yeah.
Like,
well, if they say it's safe, I guess it's safe.
Huh, it's all good, guys. Star Wars is safe.
Sparing all the fucking religious sites. I don't give a shit about those.
What religious sites? I don't know.
Like the Wailing Wall and stuff. He's saying he cares more about the Star Wars stuff.
I do. They can believe in their fiction, and I can believe in mine.
Oh my gosh.
So saith the Force.
Hey, wasn't it in the UK when they had like almost a million people that filed paperwork as like Jedi's as their religion or something like that?
Something like that. I like the callback with like these two guys that
The what?
Like the one that Obi-Wan cuts off his arm in the bar.
Oh yeah, they run into like the snaggletooth guy and the other the pig nose guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good callback in
Rogue One.
Rogue One. That wasn't like it didn't take you out of the story, so if you knew it,
they just like bumped into them in the street.
Chewbacca.
I love Chewie. I think Chewie's honestly like my favorite. Cause he's like, I'll just rip your arm off. I have a question. Why do they not want droids in the bar?
For species.
Is it?
How would you say it? Would it be
species? What did you just say?
Species? Like racist, but it's a species. I can't say it. How would you... Would that be what would the technical term would be?
I guess.
I have no idea.
Though, if there's more life forms than humans, the human race would basically be everybody.
Well,
so
there
racist
are no
would be
humans. Because they're not from Earth. Like,
I know, but like, if we found aliens, we wouldn't say racism would be against aliens, wouldn't it?
We would say alienism.
Would we? Because, like, the human race is everybody.
Yeah, but species could be more than one species, so I don't know if that would be right.
Yeah, those are the two they bumped into in the crowd.
Yes, that's...
He sounds totally like a drunk guy that's, like, trying to, like, intimidate people. And really, he, like, works in an office.
Have you seen the Robot Chicken Star Wars special?
I love Robot Chicken Star Wars.
They're really good.
They're so funny.
I think all those are on, like, Netflix or Hulu, too. Robot Chicken's so fucked up and it's good. I love the give a mouse a cookie thing.
Yeah.
That and the what was it?
I love the Highlander one with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh yeah, the Highlander one. And the drunk Bush twins.
Yeah.
Wonder if like Hanzo.
I just love Breckenmere's voice work. Okay, like I just love him.
It's always said Han Solo was an Imperial pilot before he, like, you know, become a smuggler and stuff. I wonder if they're going to explore that in Star Wars. Because how old's the actor at playing him?
Mid-20s.
Yeah, because, like, that'd be about the time you join a service or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's going to tell the story of him leaving the Empire or whatever.
Should I have... That's like the worst thing you can do to somebody with his ego. Like, should I have heard of it?
And the one thing Harrison Ford's good at is playing people with big egos.
Well, look at him. Like, he gives those looks and it's like, you know,
I'm
everybody
sorry.
Wants to fuck
He's
him.
He's fucking old now, but he gave a couple of looks in Force Awakens where I was like, I just want to suck his dick.
Like, everybody wants to fuck Harrison Ford, okay? Like,
I told you, because Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Like, you don't have to explain it. It's just Harrison Ford.
And then I about cried when he's like, Chewie, we're home.
Oh my god, yeah.
So then he would have got a sobbing dick sucking. It would be like Elias in Clerks 2 when he's masturbating.
I'm sorry, Jesus. When you reach Alderaan, if you reach Alderaan.
Well, it's like, what's his name saying? I'm going back to Alderaan to talk to people. And it's like,
Sorry, brah. Alderaan chunks everywhere.
So, Tina, you said your mom's a huge Star Wars fan?
Yes, she loves Star Wars.
That's weird because your mom likes Star Wars. Mars' mom likes Star Wars.
Well, that's where the similarities end.
Star Wars is awesome.
Well, also,
if you don't like Star Wars, there's something wrong with you.
Precisely.
Well, it came out when they were younger too.
I guess.
Exactly.
Well, do y'all have anything else you want to say about Rogue One?
No,
I loved it.
I loved it, but it's getting late, and we need to do the Stranger Things one if I want to live.
If you want to live?
Yeah. If I want to live.
Yeah, she wants to just go get cupcakes.
No, I can't.
Also, yes.
There's Jabba.